AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Ohio voters have rejected a ballot proposal that would have legalized both recreational and medical marijuana in a single stroke. Ohio State student Adam Denise voted against issue 3.
I voted against only because I am specifically for medical marijuana, not recreational use.
About 65% of voters opposed the measure, 35% were in favor. There had been a counter campaign against a network of 10 exclusive growing sites it would have created, including ones that would have been run by boy band star Nick Lachey and basketball great Oscar Robertson. Voters have ousted the mayor of Flint, Michigan, a Detroit suburb that's been dealing with fallout from drinking water problems. Newcomer Karen Weaver beat incumbent Dane Walling. In the only two races for governor, Kentucky voters elected a Republican, Matt Bevin.
Whether you voted for me, whether you didn't vote for me, whether you voted or didn't vote, this is your Kentucky. This is your America. This is our opportunity to come together as one.
And Republican Governor Phil Bryant won re-election in Mississippi. The White House is pushing back against claims by Donald Trump that the Fed is being asked to keep interest rates low.
The Republican presidential candidate says the Fed should raise interest rates. Speaking during a news conference to mark the release of his new book, Trump accused the president of telling Fed Chair Janet Yellen not to raise rates to avoid bursting an economic bubble on his watch.
Because Obama told her not to, because he wants to be out playing golf in a year from now, and he wants to be doing other things, and he doesn't want to see a big bubble burst during his administration.
But White House spokesman Josh Earnest disputed Trump's account and insisted the Fed acts independently. Julie Walker, New York.
A strong 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck off eastern Indonesia. This is AP Radio News. The federal government is coming down hard on a Japanese automaker for a deadly airbag scandal.
For years, Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says Takata knew millions of its airbag inflators were defective, but delayed recalling them. The inflators are blamed for airbag explosions that killed 8 people.
This has been a mess.
Federal auto safety regulators are fining Takata $70 million. The total could jump to $200 million if Takata doesn't abide by the terms of a deal, which includes recalling all ammonium nitrate inflators now on the road and a ban on making new ones unless it can prove they're safe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The world champion Kansas City Royals basked in the adulation of hundreds of thousands of ecstatic fans Tuesday. A parade and rally in their honor nearly shut downtown down for hours. The Royals beat the Mets in 5 games to win the World Series. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.